Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Carnita Smith with Blog Mission from the Heart Radio. Hello, hello. Glory to God. Praise ye the Lord. I am so grateful again to be on the program again and just allowing myself to be used by God to bring a good word to those who are listening tonight. I tell you, it's just been a rough week for me. And one of the things that I am so grateful for is prayer. I thank God for prayer. And I tell you, prayer does the body good. It really does the soul good. It does the body good. It does the mind good. And I thank God for this opportunity for us to share together again on Mission from the Heart Radio. Yes, I'm looking for you to be on the line tonight. I had a little difficulty on last Thursday's program on trying to allow people to chime in and unmute their phones that they would be live with the host. So I've gotten a little bit better at this, and so I'm going to be doing this from the dashboard tonight, from the switchboard, on trying to get all of this multitasking down pat. So just bear with me tonight. I am so grateful for you to be for being faithful to God's word and being faithful to his call upon your life. So I'm going to hopefully have a couple of guests with me tonight to talk about what I want to focus in on tonight, and that is one particular verse that I want to shed some light and just bring out the richness of this one particular verse that we're going to look at. And so just bear with me and walk with me tonight concerning this particular verse. We're going to be looking at Matthew chapter 13, but our spotlight is going to be on verse 3. So if you will, just get your Bibles out and your notepads, and be prepared to just take some rich nuggets concerning this one particular verse. Now, before I continue into the lesson, I just wanted to make some few announcements. And one is you can follow me on Twitter, and my Twitter address is @heart2heartQ, and that's heart2heart. Heart to Heart, Q, H-O-U. And you can follow me on Twitter, and we can you can follow me there and also on blogtalkradio.com/heart2heart, and that's Mission from the Heart, the alphabet on the end, M-F-T-H. Again, I'm going to say that one more time. Blog Talk Radio, all one word, .com/heart2heart, M-F-T-H. So you can follow me on the program. You can listen live on that link. And also you can email me from that link and just go to my dashboard or the splash page. You'll see my face there on the website, and that's blogtalkradio.com/heart2heart, M-F-T-H. Okay, now I just wanted to mention those things concerning the program. So now we are going to be doing a little mini series on Matthew chapter 13. And we're going to take a look at the verses 1. Actually, we'll just take a look at the different types of ground that is spoken about in this particular parable by Jesus. And we are going to just address one verse tonight, and that's verse 3. But I'm going to do probably a two-part or maybe a three-part, this being part 1, and a two other parts to this particular series. And the title of this series is Christ, the Seed of Life Sown. Christ, the Seed of Life Sown. And I like to put a little subtitle, It's a Heart Thing. And I just put a little street slang to the word thing, but it's a heart thing. So the title of this particular series is called Christ, the Seed of Life Sown. And that's S-O-W-N. It's a heart thing. So we will just be looking at verse 3. So bear with me and walk with me and pray with me tonight as we look at this beautiful nugget in Matthew chapter 13, verse 3. So now I want to know if there's anyone on the line. Is there anyone on the line that is live with the host? If you could just chime in and make yourself known, because I would like to know that I do have a little bit of an audience tonight and that I can dialogue. So please do not be timid in chiming in and just letting me know that you are on the line or with me tonight. So let's just go right into the lesson, and we're going to look at with what I had ran across a brother in Christ. I love to, hello, is there anyone on the line? Okay, so I do have a excerpt that really just made this so clear to me, and I just want to pour it into you as you listen to with what the excerpt says. It says this, the kingdom Christ as the seed sown into the hearts of his chosen people. Our hearts are the soil into which the kingdom seed is sown and in which this seed develops. And that was quoted from Witness Lee concerning Christ, the seed of life sown. And it just really stood out to me and just kind of made me see this particular verse with a little more clarity and understanding concerning what the parable means. So we're going to look at verse 3 again, and I have a couple of questions. And if you would, for note-taking, those that take notes, if you would, make note of these three particular questions, if you will. And if you just don't have the necessary tools for you to make the questions, then always remember, when you go on to blogtalkradio.com/heart, the number 2, heart, M-F-T-H, you can always go back and revisit the program at your comfort to where you can make notes and regather the beautiful lesson and the nugget from this particular program. So you do have that at your will. So the first question is, who is the sower? And that's the first question we want to look at and just break it down tonight. We just want to look at who is the sower, and that's capital S-O-W-E-R. Second question is this, what is this seed? That's the second question. We're going to look at that tonight. What is this seed? And then the last question is this. The last question is, hello, is this, who is this
hello,
on
please.
The line? Yes, who is
Minister
this?
Minister Ida.
Oh, well, praise the Lord. I'm glad you made yourself known on the line tonight. So I'm glad that you're there. So, Sister Ida, you said this, if you would just...
Ida Dubas.
All right. Praise the Lord. Just continue to listen, and when I give you an opportunity to chime in, then I will prompt you at that time. So just continue to stay with me. So,
all right, thank you.
Praise the Lord. So we're going to move right forward, right along. The first question that I asked we would be addressing is, who is the sower? The second question is, what is this seed? And then the last question is the soil conditioned with the right fertilizer? Those are the three questions that we are going to address, and we're going to look at this tonight. We're going to pull the grass back, if you will, and look at where and what is going on underneath the grass. So I like to illustrate it in that way. So the first question, who is the sower? Second question, what is this seed? And the last question, is the soil conditioned with the right fertilizer? And that's the last question. So we're going to attack this slowly, tenderly, but most of all, beautifully, because we do not want to walk away confused with the three questions. So, now, we know in chapter 13, verse 3, it reads like this. Matthew chapter 13, verse 3. Verse 3, then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. And we're going to stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, and he spake many things in the King James translation, and he spake many things into them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And so, we're not going to move forward into verse 4. If we looked at it, it says, and when he sowed. So he went out. And that's what I want to look at. He went out to do what? To sow seed. Behold, a sower went out to sow. Now, let's think about this. Of course, the first question is, who is the sower? Now, as we look at this particular verse and we focus on who the sower is, in this particular parable, we know that Jesus is telling the parable. And we understand that in verse 1 of chapter 13. And it says, on that same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea. The great multitudes were gathered together to him. He went out, they gathered together with him, so that he got into a boat and sat. And that whole multitude stood on the shore. Then he spoke, he being Jesus, spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went out to sow. Now, it's quite clear to me, and hopefully to you too, to see that verse 3 indicates that he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow. Now, the sower is Jesus. Let me just get that answer out to you from the beginning. The sower is Jesus. He went out to sow. The sower is Jesus. The Lord Jesus came as a sower. Several times the Lord was called a teacher in the scriptures. He was called a teacher, but here he likens himself not as a teacher, but to a sower. The sower in verse 3 is the Lord himself. And let's jump over to verse 37 in the same chapter. Let's look at Matthew 13, verse 37, and let's just see how it parallels and correlates with Jesus being the sower. Let me read that to you in verse 37. And it reads this way. He answered and said to them. He answered and said to them, he who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. Just as clear as day. He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. Jesus is the sower. He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. Now that's who he is. He is the sower. And we see that in verse 3, and we see that in verse 37. Now, as we see Jesus going out, he went out to sow. And we know that the sower is the Son of Man, according to verse 37, who sows the good seed. There's no misunderstanding in that. Now we need to look at the seed. We know Jesus went out to sow. He's the sower. Now, what is he sowing? He's sowing seed. What is this seed? Now, remember, the second question was, what is this seed that the sower is sowing? Behold, a sower went out to sow. So let's look at the seed. And let's see how this pops out to us in our lives. And it just kind of gives some depth to this one verse. What is this seed? It is the word of the kingdom with the king in it as life. Let me restate that. What is the seed? It is the word of the kingdom, with the king in it as life. Let's look at a verse to solidify what that means. It is the word of the kingdom with the king in it as life. What is this seed? It is the word of the kingdom with the king in it as life. As life. As life. Think about that. Think about that. The seed is also the sun, the people, the kingdom. Let's look at verse 19, and this is what it reads. Chapter 13, Matthew, verse 19. And it reads like this. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside. But our focus is when anyone hears the word of the kingdom, the word of God, and does not understand it. And that's where I want to rest, is when anyone hears the word in verse 19. Now that is the King James translation. Let me read it in the New Living Translation because I love the way it's translated for more understanding. Verse 19, chapter 13. And it reads this way. The seed that fell hard path represents those who hear the good news about the kingdom and doesn't understand it. So we're going to rest right there. So, what is this seed? It is the word, or the good news, the word of God, okay? And then we can also see that this seed is also the son of the kingdom, the believers. And we're going to look at that in verse 38, same chapter, 13, and we're going to look at verse 38 and see how all of this ties together. It's just beautifully woven, and it just made things so deeper in relationship to who Jesus was in this parable. Now, I don't want to stop, but before I go forward in verse 38, we understand so many of us have heard different types of teaching concerning this passage. And since we're only focusing on tonight, verse 3, I know we've seen the illustration or have lived out a lifestyle of living in the country, maybe having a garden in your backyard in the city, planting flowers and planting the seeds of the flowers, and we hope that the ground is fertile enough for it to produce and we reap the harvest of our labor in the sense of planting. And this same principle is in that verse. The whole passage is beautifully woven, but the verse, who is the sower? Verse 3, then he spake many things to them in this parable, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow. And Jesus being the sower, going out to sow. Okay, stick with me. So the seed is the word, the good news about the kingdom. And also, it is the sons of the kingdom, which are the believers in Christ Jesus. Let's look at verse 38, 13, 38. And it reads this way. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the sons of the kingdom. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the sons of the kingdom. Now, we're going to rest right there because I don't want to move too much farther in that particular verse, 38. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the sons of the kingdom. That's the people, the believers in Christ Jesus. Now, the seed is the word of the kingdom. We saw that in verse 19. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, we're going to rest right there. But the focus is when anyone hears. And then, what is this seed? The word, the people, the believers in Christ Jesus, the sons of the kingdom. We saw that in verse 38. And then, Christ himself as the life within the seed. Christ himself as the life within the seed. And if you can see how they're all interrelated, Jesus being the sower, sowing the seed, which is the word of God. And we know in first in John 1, 1 through 5, walk with me there, John 1, 1 through 5 reads this way. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 2. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Let me read that one more time. In the beginning, the Word already existed. This is the New Living Translation. He was with God, and he was God. He was in the beginning with God. He created everything there is. Nothing exists that he didn't make. Life itself was in him. And this life gives light to everyone. The light shines through the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Now, these three things are interrelated. The Word, the sons of the kingdom, or the children of God, or the people of God, believers, Christ followers, and Christ himself as the life within the seed. Now remember, he is the sower. And in verse 3, the sower went out to sow. Well, what was he sowing? He was sowing good seed. He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. We saw that in verse 37. He answered and said to them in verse 37, same chapter 13, he who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. So, the seed is the word, the son of the kingdom, or the believers in Christ Jesus, us, the people, and Christ himself as the life within the seed. Now, you know, as a farmer, we can't sow anything without having something to sow. You can't reap anything without having something to sow. So let's look at what Jesus sowed as we see the three things that are the seed. Let's look at this in some practical ways. Now we know that Christ himself as the life within the seed. He is the life within the seed. The word of the kingdom actually is Christ himself as the word of life. We read that in John 1, 1 through 5. The seed eventually produces the sons of the kingdom, who are the believers. That's us. Just as I said, the people. Sown into us, it eventually produces kingdom builders, children of light, children of good seed. And we read that. By Christ being the living word of life sown into our being, we are made the sons of kings of the kingdom. By Christ being the living word of life, that's the seed. Christ himself is the life within the seed. So if you look at seeds and you wonder how anything from some of these dry seeds that we buy over the counter in packages or that we spit out of our mouth, watermelon seeds, any type of seed that we discard by the mouth, and we wonder how does life within the seed make manifestation? Seed. And I think about that from time to time as I open a package of seeds to plant whatever it is I'm trying to plant, and I wonder how does life within the seed produce something so beautifully and pleasing, whether it be pleasing to the taste or pleasing to the nostrils, the smell, or pleasing to the eye. Think about that. I want to open up the lines, and for those of you who are listening tonight with me, please don't hesitate to speak up and just share some insight on the sower and the seed and how the sower went out to sow his very self into the hearts of humanity. He is the living light within the seed, the very seed. Now, we're just focusing on verse 3 today, this evening, and we're just looking at when he spake many things to them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow. He went out to sow. What did he sow? He sowed seed. What is the seed? The seed is the word of God. The seed is Christ himself. Within the seed. He's the sower and the seed. the sower and the seed, which eventually produces sons of the kingdom, children, believers, Christ followers. I am a child of light who has had the seed deposited in me. And because I have accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, he now lives with inside me. The seed has made, it has produced inside of me. And that grows with inside me now has to be worked out of me. And those seeds that are, the seed that's within me is the Holy Spirit that lives inside of me. And what needs to be pruned and worked out of me are the fruit of the Spirit. So what God trying to produce out of me, you, and those who are listening tonight, he's trying to produce out of us love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The sower, remember what it said in verse 3, behold, a sower went out. He went out to sow. So if you have any questions or a share moment or some insight concerning verse 3 in Matthew chapter 13, please don't hesitate to speak up. I would love to talk with you tonight. Yes, who's on the line?
Hello?
Yes, who is this?
This is Pastor Crow from Bobbleville Memorial Missionary Baptist Church.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm so excited and happy that you could be with us tonight.
You know, I was just listening, and I hear how the Holy Spirit used you to say what he wants to say to the people in the listening area. And I can tell it's the Holy Spirit speaking through you, because it's words that's comforting and enlightening. And in listening to you, the thought that comes to my mind is, what are people hearing? I'm wondering about their hearing. You know, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And sometimes I wonder, when people are in the midst of their situations, in the midst of their troubles, and even in the midst of their good time, do they really hear what God is trying to say to him, say to them through his servant and through his word? And I listen how you so eloquently talk about the fruit of the Spirit and those types of gospel messages.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, do people really get it? And sometimes I just, you know, we can listen, we go to church, we listen to radio, but time trouble comes, we forget all about what we heard. I know I do in some cases, and in a lot of cases, and we say faith comes by hearing. Well, how can your faith grow if you don't remember what you hear? And I'm just praying tonight that your listening audience will hear what God is saying to you, and it'll make someone's life better. Hear what God is saying to you, and a person's faith can grow, because you're really speaking the word of God, and the Holy Spirit is really using you. I don't want to take up all your time, but I'm just so impressed with how the Holy Spirit used you. And I hear what you're saying.
Amen.
And I just thank God for you, Sister Smith.
Amen.
I don't want to. So
well,
I wonder
you.
What people are hearing. Yeah.
what they're hearing. Well, you know, I like to look at that question as a personal question, asking themselves, what am I hearing? I think that's the most appropriate, the more appropriate question is, what am I hearing? Because, again, this is a personal journey with Christ Jesus, and we are to look to him and him alone for every troubling situation, for every devastation, for every persecution in our lives. We are to look to him for every single thing. He is our satisfying provider. He replaces what was lost. He gives where we are in lack. He is our provider, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So I think the question is, what am I hearing in my heart? Because, again, he sows the seed in the hearts of man. And,
well, you know,
and the question is, do you have a heart to hear?
Well, you know, Sister Smith, you mentioned that. And when you think about the seeds and the soil and the seeds, those of us that remember the parable that he gave, that some seeds fell on stony ground, some seeds fell on by the wayside. And in each of those situations, the seed that fell by the wayside, they didn't get a chance to grow because they didn't fall deep enough to where as the birds could not pick it up. And in our hearing, if we don't let what the word of God is saying through you, through the Holy Spirit, then it's falling by the wayside. And we talk about the seed that fell on stony ground. The seed didn't go deep enough to where it could be rooted. And sometime in our hearing, we hear, but we really don't hear. But
well,
I'm thankful for the good ground. The seed in that parable, I think that you were mentioning, the seed that fell on what? Good ground. It produced, if I'm not mistaken, it say some 60, some 100-fold. So, the seed, you sowing seed every time you allow the Holy Spirit to speak through you. And that's one of the things that I've always mentioned, that there's only one preacher, and there's only one teacher, and that's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And as you've been stating, he comes what? To us. He gets in us. He works for us, and he works through us. What does he do? He sows seeds. And, man, I'm telling you, I'm just wondering, and again, I want to be a good ground hearer. I don't want to be a wayside hearer where it just the fowls take it and eat it up. I don't want to be a stony ground hearer where the word don't seek deep enough. When I hear the word being preached, it touch my thinking heart. I'm not talking about the blood pumping heart. I'm talking about the thinking heart. And what kind of world would this be if seeds that are sown, and we know the seed is the word of God, and the sower is the individual that sowed it. I'm just wondering, what kind of world would this be if people could really let the seeds that you're sowing on this program fall on good ground in their lives? We wouldn't need no police. We wouldn't need no army, because it will grow on good ground, and we pray God for what he has done. So I just wonder, Sister Smith, what kind of world would this be if the seeds fell on good ground?
Well, you know, I believe that God has already promised us that beautiful world that we will experience. And he promised us that in the prophecies throughout Scripture and in Revelation. And we will experience that. That is the promise. That is Jesus, come quickly. And so, yes, the world would be like that, I believe. It would be as it is indicated in Revelations and how it's described. And but as we live in these dark times, we can still experience a good ground experience, if you will, because of the condition of our heart. And I know that the sower, which I believe is looking at the condition of the heart in those particular grounds that you may mention. Now, our next two programs coming forward, we will be discussing those particular grounds in detail. And Pastor Crow, I would love for you to be a guest host of mine to kind of help expound on those particular grounds so that we can have a deeper understanding of that, of those wayside places, that stony place, the thorn place, and the good ground place. And we know that God looks at the heart of a man, and he sees the heart of the man. And when the seed is in the heart of a man, then it would work out of the man.
And
what comes out of the man, as we've read in the, as we've looked at the ministry of the Holy Spirit, he's there to help us, to instruct us, to shape us and mold us to be the kind of kingdom son and daughter that God wants to see in his children. And, of course, that is the very character of him coming out of us or coming through us, that it would pour into our second and third generation.
Praise the Lord.
So we are planting these seeds in good ground, just as you mentioned, but we will look at those particular grounds as we move forward in this lesson, but right now we wanted to just focus on who's sowing the seed.
Well,
said that we go right ahead.
Thought came to mind. You know, we say faith cometh by hearing the word of God. But if we took a step farther, we say, how can they hear without a preacher?
Mm-hmm.
Without a sower, let me just put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And how can you sow unless you've been called? I mean, you know, and what I think about, and I'll be very delighted to get a chance to speak with you and talk along with you, because I've been listening to you and you've really been blessing my soul. And I think about over in Revelation where he dealt with the churches.
Yeah.
And when you read that, when he dealt with each church, and we know Jesus is speaking in the church age, in the third chapter of Revelation. And at the end of each one of his speeches, he say, he that has an ear to what? Hear.
Hear.
Let him hear. Well, man, I tell you, I pray the audience will hear what God is saying tonight, Sister Smith. And I pray that the Holy Spirit continue to sow the word, because we know the seed is the word. I pray that he continues to sow the word through you to help somebody in our listening audience. And
amen.
Hear what, yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. I like the way that you said the teacher is the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit is the teacher in every born-again believer, regenerated believer. And if we allow the Holy Spirit to teach through us and reveal through us, then we're letting the sower, Christ, do with what he came to do. He went out and sowed.
Mm-hmm.
And so if he is the very seed in us, there's no if. It says in Scripture that he is.
He is, yes.
He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man, and we read that in chapter 13, verse 37. So if we have the seed deposited in us by way of salvation, born again, Christ follower, then we do have the fruit within us by way of the Holy Spirit, and that is God living inside. He is now the throne of our heart. Now, again, it says throne of our heart.
He
sits on the throne of our heart. So for those of you who are listening, we confess that we are a sinner. We believe by faith that Jesus died on that cross for our sins. And we are saved by grace, but we've got to believe in our psyche, in our mind. No, we believe in our heart. Our heart is the way to the Spirit.
And not our blood-pumping heart, but our thinking heart. Yeah.
And that is the way to our human spirit that commingles with the Holy Spirit. And I just like, because scriptures talk about that new spirit, that new man. And we have a new spirit. I believe it's 1 Peter chapter 3. And for those who are taking notes, and I want to give someone else an opportunity to speak, but in 1 Peter chapter 3.
Well, I want to thank you once again, and it would be a pleasure, and I'd be delighted to co-host with you and just share the word of God. And I just pray that Holy Spirit continue to use you to sow seeds, and I hope that somebody can be. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity, and I look forward to continue to listen to the show, and I pray for your audience that someone will be healed, someone will hear what you're trying to say. Thank you so much, Sister Smith.
You are so welcome. So don't leave the line. Just continue in the program. So is there anyone else who would like to chime in and share and expose some light to the richness of this particular passage in Matthew chapter 13. Please don't hesitate and be a blessing to somebody. You know, you can be a blessing just as well. You can be a seed that sows into others. And so sowing seeds is what we are to do. We are to continue to bless those with the word of God, continue to extend the gospel of Jesus Christ to so many that are in our own little personal circles, especially our children, our grandchildren. Is there anyone else who would like to speak up at this time?
Yes.
This is Ida. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, Sister Ida.
Hi, this is Ida Dugas. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I just want to, praise God. I want to thank God for his goodness, grace, and mercy, baby. And I want to thank God for using me mightily for healing, blessing, and restoration. God gave me anointing upon my life. And Lord have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. For he used to tell me to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Now all I do is speak healing over people. I was working at a hospital for like 10 years, and God used me mightily at that hospital to just lay hands on the sick. And I wasn't a nurse. Trust me, I was not the nurse. I was the lowest one working there. But God used me to heal, deliver, set people free. The Holy Spirit would speak through me. And I give God the glory, not me, because I don't do nothing. It is all God's doing. And God would use me to speak healing over the patients, and they will be healed. I mean, healed, delivered, set free from AIDS, cancer, whatever it was. It has to go. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he died for our healing, our blessing, and our restoration. And we don't have to go around saying, oh, I got this and I got that. God don't want to speak, you know, bad things over our body, because our bodies are blessed. We are blessed from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. We are covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. And we need to speak that healing over our body every day, because I've seen so many people with so many diseases. And I used to ask God where diseases came from, what cancer came from, where AIDS came from. And God showed me. I mean, when he showed me, I used to just cry. And he told me, stop crying. Tell my people what's going on. And I started telling people what was going on, why diseases, you know, there are diseases in this world. Because we sit there and we let man give us, well, oh, Lord. God gave us
praise
natural herbs. God did not give us vaccines. He hates vaccines. God gave us natural herbs. There's an herb for every disease, and people don't know that God has given us herbs for cancer, herbs for AIDS. In the Bible, our ancestors, the black Hebrews, they used the olive tree. From the olive tree came the olive oil. the olive oil and the pills eradicate AIDS, HIV, HPV, swine flu, bird flu, meningitis. There are so many things that you can get that's natural. There's a liquid oxygen called fluoroxygen. Instead of the oxygen that's going in your nose, this oxygen goes throughout your body and heals you from all kinds of sickness and disease. I used to tell God, God, where is cancer came from? Why is cancer here, God? What is cancer doing? So my mom died of cancer when I was a little girl. My sister died of cancer, and I wanted to know where it was coming from. And God showed me, and he told me. I used to just be crying, God, do something about these diseases. God gave me anointing upon my life where I just speak healing to people. When I was working at the hospital, I was just great, and God would use me mightily for the kingdom. And I thank God for whatever he wants me to do, and I still tell him now, God, wherever you want me to go, I'll go. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. I'll speak your word. I'll teach your word wherever I go. If I go into a store, and if the Holy Spirit say, go get that person and pray over them, I'm going to do what the Holy Spirit say to. Because I'm here
Amen.
For God, not for me. I'm here for God, whatever God uses me for. I say, God, you gave me this anointing upon my life. I want to see people get healed. I want to see them delivered, set free from all kinds of sickness, disease, walking around just, oh, yeah, I got this, and I got this. Don't claim diseases over your body. Jesus has already died 2,000 years ago for your healing, for your blessing, and for your restoration. Speak, I am healed. I am completely
Amen.
Healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. And then you go, my spleen, my kidney, my liver, my lungs, my heart, my pancreas. I am healed. That's what you claim over your body. Stop claiming what man or somebody else tell you you've got. Stop claiming that. In the mighty name
Amen.
Of Jesus, you are already healed. Jesus already died for our healing, our blessing, and our restoration. That's what you claim. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Ida, for praying and having
yes.
such a passion to know that we are healed from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet.
Yes,
thank God for the gifts that he's given each one of us. So I am so forever grateful. Thank you for sharing with that. I hope someone was blessed by that as Sister
Hallelujah.
Ida prayed. So praise God, and yes, he will reveal those things to us when we ask him what we may not understand, and we just make ourselves available to him, and
Amen.
That's what he wants. He wants us to surrender to him our lives.
To him. Yes.
And
Amen.
Make and that he use us in a mighty way, that others would
Amen.
Be blessed. So thank you so much, Sister Ida, for sharing with us.
All
Is
right.
there anyone else before we close out our program that would like to share some insights considering how seeds have been sown in your life to where you could clearly see the manifestation of that working in and through you, how you've given your life to Christ and you see God working it out. So for those of you who may not be speaking, if you could just mute your phone so we won't have any background noise and just continue to listen to the program. Is there anyone else that would like to share? I thank you for Pastor Crow making himself available for comment and Sister Ida. But again, remember, there's those that are listening live on the internet and those that are listening live on the phone. We don't want to do them any disjustice by being a little timid concerning asking a question because it can help heal somebody. And just as Sister Ida's prayer, just I know encouraged someone. I know that it has done that. And then just knowing that the sower in verse 3 of Matthew chapter 13, verse 3, knowing that our sower lives within inside of us, the very word of God, we saw that, and how the seed is within us by way of the Holy Spirit, pruning us that the fruit of the Spirit would come from us, come out of us. So if you don't take anything away, realize this or ask yourself this question. Is the soil conditioned with the right fertilizer? Is the soil, which happens to be the heart, is the soil conditioned with the right fertilizer? Now, verse 19, we read earlier, it said that it said that this seed is sown into our heart. This seed is sown. Anyone who hears the word of God or the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches it away, what was sown in his heart. And that in our heart, in our soul, in our mind, the heart makes up the soul, if you will. It's the mind, it's the emotion, it's the will is considered the heart of a man. Our mind, our emotion and our will, our mind to think, our emotions to feel, and our will to choose. And when the soil is conditioned with the right fertilizer, what's the fertilizer? The fertilizer is the Holy Spirit. The fertilizer is the very seed of Christ himself. He lives in the seed. He is
yes,
the seed.
Sir.
He is the Word. He is the Holy
yes.
Spirit who lives inside of our heart.
Yes.
The soil,
Amen.
Rich, good soil.
Amen.
For those who accept the seed. There's a lot of them, as Pastor Crow explained, as he explained, there's a lot that reject the seed because of the stoniness of heart, because of the wayward, the hardened heart, the shallow heart, the worldly heart, the thorny heart. But that last good ground,
yeah.
the good seed, the last good
Amen.
Ground is the good seed. And we're going to look at those in detail. But I just wanted to introduce you to the sower. Introduce you to the sower and know that he lives inside of you, me, and so many others that are listening and so many others that are out there doing the works of God, meaning not just doing works, but actually extending the gospel of Jesus Christ to so many of the lost. Remember, we read that he's a light in darkness. And when the light comes in, he exposes. So
Amen.
I just want to
Amen.
Thank you
Hallelujah.
So much for listening to this program, Mission from the Heart Radio. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter. That is at Heart to Heart, Pew, H-O-U, at the number two, heart, I'm sorry, at sign, Heart to Heart, H-O-U, or you can hit me on the blogtalkradio.com/heart, the number two heart, and then the alphabets M-F-T-H, heart to heart, M-F-T-H means mission from the heart, and send me an email and just let me know how you think about the program. You can listen live on the Internet. If you don't want to tie up your phone line, get on the Internet and click the live button under our on the tab on the Heart to Heart Mission from the Heart website on Blog Talk. So I thank you so much again for listening. And I just want, Sister Ida, are you on the line? If you could pray quickly
the
program, and if you would go ahead and just close us out in prayer, and we will be back on this program next Thursday with the continuance of this Chapter 13 and looking at those heart conditions. Remember, the question was, the last question was, is the soil conditioned with the right fertilizer? So we're looking at those types of soils and making sure that ours is with the right fertilizer. So, Sister Ida, if you could go ahead, and that will bring us to the end of our program.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
I will pray right now. Okay. Heavenly Father, Father, I thank you. I praise your holy name for your goodness, your grace, your mercy. Father God, I thank you for your word that was sent forth, Father God, like a missile it was sent, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your healing, your blessing, and your restoration over your people. We thank you for life everlasting over your people in the mighty name of Jesus, because I know somebody somewhere, God has already spoken healing, blessing, and restoration over it. Somebody has been say, oh, I got cancer and I shall die. No, you shall live and not die. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak life everlasting to everyone listening to my voice. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are healed, completely healed. Father God, we thank you. We give you praise, honor, glory, Father God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for this show. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. Good night to everybody. And God bless you, cover you all with the blood of Jesus from the north, south, east, and west. You are covered with the blood of Jesus day and night, 24/7, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father God. Glory to God.
Good night and praise the Lord.
Good night, hon. Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Watching and Living Color, and my parents would watch Roseanne every week. My dad was like, oh, geez.